AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump is being allowed back on Facebook. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Facebook's parent Meta is reinstating former President Donald Trump's personal account after a 2-year suspension following the January 6, 2021 insurrection on Capitol Hill. Trump was suspended the next day. The company said in a blog post that it is adding new guardrails to ensure there are no repeat offenders who violate its policy. Banned from mainstream social media, Trump has been relying on his own much smaller site, Truth Social. Recently, Trump was reinstated on Twitter. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian forces have conducted an organized retreat from the town of Soledar in the eastern Donbas region. Meantime, the U.S. and Germany are making moves to bolster Ukraine as it tries to fight off Russia's invasion. The U.S. providing 31 M1 Abrams battle tanks, Germany its Leopard 2 tanks. At the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
What this decision does do is show that how unified we are with our allies and partners and doing all of this in a coordinated way.
Homeland Security says there's been a 97% decline in illegal border crossings by migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela since Mexico began accepting those expelled under a public health order. The figures released after Texas and 19 other Republican-led states sued to halt widespread humanitarian parole for citizens of those four countries. The latest winter storm is moving across the eastern half of the country. Lots of snow, says Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center.
We do look for, 6 to 12, possibly more accumulations stretching from northern portions of the Ohio Valley into southern Michigan, as well into the upstate New York and northern New England.
And an asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whip past Earth tomorrow night, 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America. But NASA says there's no risk of an impact. This is AP News. Progress in the battle against guinea worm. The Carter Center says only 13 human cases reported worldwide last year.
In 1986, guinea worm infected 3.5 million people.
There's a lot of discussion about how the last mile of an eradication program is the most difficult.
People who drink unclean water can ingest parasites that can grow as long as 3 feet. The worm incubates for up to a year before painfully emerging, many times through the feet or other sensitive parts of the body. Adam Weiss with the Carter Center tells the AP they are close to the end of guinea worm, but not close enough.
It is going to be a very long and arduous last mile.
Part of the eradication work is training people to filter and drink clean water. Also, those who have had it are telling their stories.
There generally is kind of a fear of how bad it is to get guinea worm.
Weiss says guinea worm is poised to be the second human disease to be eradicated after smallpox. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.